I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Secretary,
right, I hope you don't mind if I jump in here. We just crossed above 50,000 on the Dow Jones Industrial Average for the first time. You don't need to comment on that unless you...
Well, he can't. Listen, he's a former public company CEO, was on the board of Oklo, and energy stocks, by the way, as you know, are at record high. Many of the oil and gas stocks, record high. The solar ETF, by the way, is at record highs, playing into this Dow 50K.
This is confidence in American leadership. But, we have a president in the leader today that doesn't want to end our energy industry or end our innovations in technology. He wants to unleash Americans, business, consumers, and capitalists. And yes, you see it first reflected in the stock market.
Amen, amen. But there is still that naysayer that says this is all jacked up because of Trump and it's not right. And they will never admit to even a single step that benefits America, even if it benefits them. This is the attitude we face in this nation right now. Speaking of gold, we continue to collect gold in the U.S. Olympics. And I want to remind you that News Talk STL has winter game coverage for you. As of today, going through the end of the Olympics, brought to you in part by Best Buy Flooring, keeping you up to date on our gold, bronze, and silver. But back to the situation regarding our economy. When the Dow Jones busted through the 50,000 mark earlier today, that doesn't mean, of course, it stays there a week, 2 weeks, or whatever. But it is a breakthrough. And it is, again, testimony. Can I hear an amen to that? It is testimony to the fact that everything Trump is doing is working for America. Do not listen to the naysayers. Do not listen to their pessimistic attitude. They're whining, they're bitching and everything else. Push it aside. We got a lot to cover for you. Welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors USA, Feb 9, 2026. We're here every Monday through Friday for you from 6 to 8 p.m. And reminding you, when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program right now. Go to News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook, Twitter, Larry Connors USA Rumble or Facebook. And everything goes up later after we finish the program as a podcast, video and audio. At News Talk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, LarryConnorsUSA Facebook. In our, I do want to take a moment to remind you, with Larry Connors USA, you are always going to get news, analysis, opinion, and an education. You're going to leave this hour with more knowledge than you have right now. I promise you that. And coming up in the next hour, a statement. Vice President Vance's mother should have sold him for drugs to get drug money. That's a statement from one of the leftists. I'll break it out for you in more detail in our next hour. Later this hour, that Super Bowl performance, it crashed. I was at a party where they had it on the Bad Bunny thing, and we were all going to have it changed, but everybody got busy and just kind of halfway looked at it. Although I could not tell, I didn't think I heard any English, and I was right. It was all done in Spanish. Now, when they started bringing out flags, the first flag they brought out was the USA, and I said, well, that's good, and then it followed by the Puerto Rican flag and others. And there was something he said at the end I couldn't make out, something written on a football I couldn't see. But generally speaking, it was not as bad as I feared it would be. Turning Point USA, though, got 5 million viewers for their program because they were blowing it out. Kid Rock was asking millions to read the Bible, to give their lives to Jesus. I'm looking at this halftime show that Turning Point USA put on, I wanted to watch it where I was, but and everybody talked about they wanted to do it, but we never got around to having it changed. I said 5 million. I'm in almost 20 million viewers of that halftime show on Turning Point USA. I was thinking about 25 million. In fact, that I had to verify that it was over 25 million views on YouTube and Rumble alone. That's just views on a particular site. That doesn't tell you how many folks are actually watching. If you had a Super Bowl party, you know you're one of maybe many were watching. I've got a guest coming up later to break down the crash of the legitimate, they call it, Super Bowl performance. Breonna Lyman calls it out. And our story behind the story today, she was known and called the most hated woman in America, atheist Madeleine Murray O'Hare. That's the story behind the story, still to come in this hour. In the meantime, President Trump stepping forward with lowering your drug prices. And immediately you're going to hear, and I'm going to point it out to you in detail, how so many are saying, this is nothing, it's just a scam. President Trump.
We're here this evening to celebrate the launch of one of the most transformative healthcare initiatives of all time. Starting tonight, dozens of the most commonly used prescription drugs will be available at dramatic discounts for all consumers throughout a new website. It's called TrumpRx.gov. That's TrumpRx.gov. For years, politicians from both parties have promised to bring down prescription drug prices and make healthcare more affordable, but they all failed. It was all words as usual. They failed, and they failed badly. They tried doing this, some of them. Most of them didn't even try because they never really had a shot at it. But I'm actually getting it done, and it is done, actually. This launch represents the largest reduction in prescription drug prices in history.
Well, Mr. Trump, I'm going to point out to you, there are those who say, that's not true, it's a lie. Oh, yeah, they're good sources. But they're branding the Trump RX website as a slap in the face to Americans struggling with prescription drug costs. They claim it does not lower any prices, does not cap out-of-pocket costs, or expand coverage. It's a useless, dressed-up shopping page that points Americans to discounts they can already find on their own. That's what they claim. And, of course, they're the same ones still claiming Obamacare is everything affordable for everyone. Oh, and yes, you can keep your doctor. Where is the truth? Where is the lie? You know exactly. There's a group called Protect Our Care. Here's what they believe in. Human care is a human right. Well, I believe that. I accept that. Everyone should be able to get the health care they need, regardless of race, ethnicity, gender, identity, income, or where they live. I'm going to agree with that. The needs of ordinary people and families, not corporations nor the wealthy, should drive health care policy making in America. I will agree with that, but here, that's not what they intend to do. They're using their lobbyist groups, and they are a lobby group, Protect Our Care, and they're pushing leftist ideology. They're the ones who push there should be payment by the government for transgender surgery and things of that nature. Now, they want to tell you that Trump trying to lower the drug prices is not doing anything. Dr. Oz.
I just want to put this all in context. You heard the president explain that we are finally getting most favored nation drug pricing. And by that, we mean we're no longer going to pay multiple times more for the exact same drug made in the same factory, often here in America, than they pay in Europe. So to do that right, the president had us negotiate. He was, you know, very aggressive appropriately on this. He used tariffs and other tools to make sure we got the best prices. But now, today, finally, you get to use those prices. You get to go to TrumpRx.gov and get access to these discounted prices. And they're steeply reduced prices compared to what you would normally get. But the goal is to get you, the American people, to check this website before you make a purchase.
There. It's up to you to make that decision. That's Dr. Mehmet Oz talking about he sees viability and good things inside the Trump RX prescription program. Some of the drugs, one of the more popular right now would be Zepbound for weight loss, sleep apnea. Same thing with Wegovy. the Ozempic pen as well. The Trump price for that is $199. I know I've heard it way above that. The Zepbound weight loss for sleep apnea as well, priced at tops at $299. And again, I know it's $400 plus according to many I've talked to. And I'm looking at some of the other drugs on here. There are some that would affect you or your family, your relatives, everything from nicotine, trying to stop smoking, to all the things that would deal with any disease you might have. I'll give you a preview. Tomorrow, Dr. Randy Tobler will be joining us. And we're going to break down some of this in more detail because I don't want you to take my word for it. But I'm telling you everything I see on here, I think, is a positive note. I'm looking again at some of these. There's some for cholesterol. There's some for different cholesterols you might have. Antibiotics. I don't know for sure if all of these prices are lower, but you can now look and compare yourself. That's what we're after, some transparency. But we did get, through the Trump administration, most favored drug nation status. In other words, we're not going to be paying any more than anyone in any other country. Whereas in the past, that's what they're going to do. They're going to stick it to the Americans. And they did, literally. But again, if you listen to the activists on the other side, Trump RX is nothing more than a coupon site. Why don't you take a look at it and you decide if it works for you and your family or not? You're the best to make that decision. There's a group called Public Citizen. It is a consumer advocate for public interest. They claim that is a lie, however. They're not interested in the consumer public. They're interested in their protecting their lobby. And Missouri Senator Eric Schmidt made it clear in a Senate hearing with the president of Public Citizen.
We did a little bit of digging into Public Citizen and found two things. One is you're funded by George Soros, correct?
The Open Society Foundation is one of our funders, yes.
And you call just about everything you don't like racist.
That is not true. But
okay, well, I'm going to give you a few examples.
Hold on.
December 11th, 2019, Public Citizen tweeted that the banking sector as a whole is racist. On August 17th, 2021, Public Citizen sent in a press release that algorithmic racism was a major problem and that we need to start creating anti-racist algorithms. On December 23rd, 2020, Public Citizen tweeted that our healthcare system is a racist abomination. On April 7th, 2023, Public Citizen tweeted that expelling two Tennessee state reps for violating the legislature's rule was racism. On April 15th, 2021, Public Citizen tweeted that law enforcement in this country has been overrun by racism. On June 25th, 2020, Public Citizen tweeted, racism is the reason DC is not a state. On January 15th, 2019, Public Citizen tweeted that asking about citizenship status on the census was racist. On August 24th, 2020, Public Citizen tweeted, defund our racist, hyper-militarized, murderous American police force. On July 10th, 2020, Public Citizen tweeted that law and order is a racist dog whistle. Do you stand by these statements?
Yeah, we're going to stop it there for a moment. What a list our Senator Eric Schmidt went through. He was addressing the president or one of the board members of Public Citizen, one of their officials, who said, no, we're not racist. But he went down a litany of everything that he pointed out with the dates to comply and say, you're calling this racist and that racist, that racist. That is exactly what they are. All they want to claim, Public Citizen is a nonprofit consumer advocacy organization championing the public interest in the halls of power. We defend democracy. Fight to ensure government works for the people. They lie at every turn. Let's go back to the question.
Do you stand by these statements?
Well, I appreciate the depth of which you've gone of research. In the context of all those statements, yes, sir.
So all of those things are racist?
if you want to go through them, we can talk.
So here's, I'm really glad. Hold on. I'm glad for this moment of clarity because a lot of witnesses would try to sidestep that.
That's correct.
But what you have shown in the questioning we've seen before, in just these examples, the public interest isn't your interest at all. It is not your interest at all. You use racism as an attempt to intimidate people to get your way. And it's not 2020 anymore. The American people are over it.
Yes.
So what you're going to find is we're going to prosecute, and it has nothing to do with race. We're going to prosecute because fraud was committed on a level that is so offensive to this country. Your words that don't mean anything aren't going to stop what's coming. And I want you to take that back to George Soros and all these ridiculous funders you have to try to muddle the issue, because justice is coming. And by the way, if I have it my way, we will denaturalize all these fraudsters and send them home.
Good, good. Now, again, Public Citizen is not calling out for investigating the Somali community and all the fraud inside Minnesota or elsewhere. They just want you to hear them when they say, we're here to advocate for you. They lie. They lie. If they were Pinocchio, better back up. They're going to need a lot more room. So the Super Bowl, I think, overall last night, it was kind of so-so. I don't think either team played as well as they had to get to the Super Bowl. But, of course, a lot of questions about not just the halftime, but the Super Bowl spot. There was one that got a lot of attention.
After 250 years, the American experiment still isn't finished. It's been built, tested, carried forward, and fought for. And we passed it on, hand to hand, life to life. Generations ago, ordinary people risked everything to begin it. 250 years later, the work continues. Because freedom is worth it. This year, America turns 250.
Celebrating our 250th anniversary. And, of course, I think the highest rated spot in my view, and maybe yours as well, was the AB spot. When a young Clydesdale finds a bird and the nest on the ground, shelters, protects it. And the conclusion of that spot had people roaring where I was. How about you? Coming up, we're going to be joined by Brianna Lyman with a Federalist breaking down the Bad Bunny halftime show. The plus, the minuses, there are a lot of minuses. Some of it, like I will point out to you again, I didn't really pay attention to. We wanted to switch over to Turning Point USA program. It never got done. But I got there, I was thinking, well, it's not as bad as it could have been if he get his hand away from his crotch occasionally. And did I hear anything in English? Did you? I don't think so. She'll be coming up, plus the story behind the story, the most hated woman in America. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold radiation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. The best thing I ever did for my neck and back pain was go to Esquire Sports Medicine. Dr. Draghi and his staff can take care of those pains. If they can't, they'll refer you to a specialist. And when you're hurting, you don't want to wait. So often with Dr. Draghi and Esquire Sports Medicine, you're treated within 24 hours. For any joint or muscle pain, contact my doctor, Dr. Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine, on Big Bend, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. You said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts, windows icing up again, utility costs surging, and you're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best. America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.
Traveling in a fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and men wonder.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Well, welcome back. As I told you yesterday, I was at a Super Bowl watch party. The plan was at halftime to switch over to Turning Point USA. Never got done. But most of us weren't paying that much attention anyway. Kind of glancing occasionally at the so-called Bad Bunny show. Other than grabbing his crotch all the time, I couldn't see and really hear anything that offensive. But then again, I didn't hear any English. And Brianna Lyman is a writer for The Federalist, and she points it out. In fact, she does quote directly from one part where Bad Bunny is telling the audience, if you didn't understand what I just said, you have 4 months to learn. Brianna, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks so much. This is yesterday's Super Bowl halftime show was really just a humiliation ritual. So the comments about learning Spanish, those came in October. And he basically said, look, if you don't understand what I'm saying, you have 4 months to learn. And the entire, you know, thesis of his statement was, if you as an American who speaks English, this, you know, 75% of the country speaks English, if you don't understand, you must assimilate and acquiesce to me. And then that's exactly what he did yesterday. He forced Americans to sit by and watch their culture and their language be replaced in one of the only remaining American pastimes that is distinctly and uniquely American.
Yeah, and then we had, of course, the Turning Point USA had 25-plus million watching. They're still counting the numbers, but the fact that they basically turned over the Super Bowl halftime to someone who said F ICE just a few days ago.
Yeah, and I think the Turning Point obviously is entering a unique market. You know, people don't actually watch TV as much as they used to. It is all digital, and Turning Point dominated the digital field yesterday. I also think Turning Point's going to have to figure out, you know, what are you going to do in the coming years? Kid Rock is great. You know, I think we all love Kid Rock, but he doesn't bring in the younger generation. And that's what Turning Point's going to have to focus on. But for their first Super Bowl show, it was absolutely incredible. And I think everybody, of course, wishes Charlie was here to see that.
And Kid Rock was asking millions to read the Bible, give your lives to Jesus. Mm-hmm. Lee Bryce had a stirring anthem for faith, family, and American freedom. It was all positive for America. Bad Bunny was pushing not just Puerto Rico, which is part of America, but pushing that you must conform to what we want, not what America stands for.
Yeah, and to be clear, I mean, you know, Puerto Rico, you know, Puerto Ricans are technically Americans right. by paper, but they're paperwork Americans. You know, they and that's okay. They have their own distinct culture, and I actually agree with Bad Bunny. Let them be an independent sovereign state. I think Americans feel that way overwhelmingly. But that is not American culture. Puerto Rican culture is very different from American culture, and we should not conflate the two. Both deserve to be respected and honored. But at the Super Bowl, which is a celebration, it's an American sport, we should not be elevating a foreign culture over an American culture. And it wasn't just that we were elevating the culture, the language. Most Americans could not understand at all what Bad Bunny was saying. In America, our official language is English. 75% plus of the country speaks English. This is our culture, our country. And if you want to perform during one of our pastimes, then you should acquiesce to us.
But they didn't. Is it going to change?
No, and the point of yesterday's performance in Spanish and all the cultural, you know, we are all one America, all these Latin American countries. It was to say, screw you, screw your unique identity as Americans, because actually America means nothing. You don't get to define what being an American is, right? We're all Americans, but nobody anywhere in the world hears Americans and thinks someone in Bolivia, right? Or someone down in Mexico. They think of Americans from the United States of America, because that is our culture. That is our identity. And what Bad Bunny and the left wants to do is they want to tear that identity down. They want to make it so that it's anyone anywhere in the world can become an American, right? Everyone's an American. They're just not here in America. So that's what yesterday's performance is about.
Now, when they start bringing the flags out, I was glad the first flag was the USA, followed by Puerto Rican, and then, as you heard, Bolivian, Colombia, and so forth and so on. But at least the USA flag was displayed in the beginning. It kind of got lost in the whole banner of flags behind it, which I think was a clear intent to make us be assimilated into the other cultures.
Yeah, and it was also to say that all of them are equal, and it's not. America is the greatest country in the world. It's better than any other country. Our culture is better than any other country. Our foundation is better than any other country, any other empire. So no, we're not equal to any other country. They can never reach our stature. So I found that to be extremely insulting. There's a reason when you go to a courthouse and you see the United States of America flag at the very top, and then you see a state flag, right? Because nothing comes close to America, even states, right? Even though they're part of America. So to see it kind of brought down and to be leveled with other countries that, again, just simply don't compare. Mind you, other countries that are apparently so amazing that millions of people are trying to flee and come to our country.
Right.
Do you see the irony of their entire point? These countries are so amazing, but yet no one wants to stay there. They're sending migrant caravans up here.
That's
but these
exactly
countries are
right.
so good.
That is exactly right. You nailed it, Brianna. And the other thing in dealing with trying to have a foreign language replace our national language, English, as you pointed out. All of this was a purposeful to try to overshadow America at every level.
Yes, yes. It is. And that's what makes it so humiliating, because right now what you're seeing, you have Americans who are out saying, we want our laws enforced. We want our sovereignty protected. And that is vis-a-vis mass deportations of illegal aliens. And every step of the way, they're met by Hollywood and athletes and Democrats saying, you're racist, you're xenophobic, this is illegitimate and immoral. And they're fighting. We're fighting the good fight. President Trump has been fighting the good fight. And you see on the national stage yesterday, for something that many Americans sat down and watched, him saying, screw you. All your fights for sovereignty and borders mean nothing, because we are going to win this fight. And that's insulting.
Now, at the end, he did hold up the football, and I couldn't tell in the air at the time when it was what it said, but it read, together we are America. Was that trying to offer an appeasement?
No. And I see so many, even conservatives who like bit the bait. Oh my God. He wasn't trying to make a feel-good statement about unity. He was making an inherently political claim that the entire Western Hemisphere, North, Central, South America, is a single political entity, right? That the United States of America is not a distinct identity or people or history. It's just a part of a land inside of a continent. And if that's true, that means that everyone is American. And that is not true. Not everyone is American. American belongs to us. That is our identity. It's the same way he said, God bless America, and everyone said, oh, he's so patriotic. He wasn't doing that. He was taking an inherently American phrase, the song God Bless America, you can't untangle from that phrase. It was written for America, for the United States of America. And he was using that as a catch-all phrase and a generic blessing to the entire hemisphere. That is not the purpose. That was subversive. He was undermining America, and you have conservatives cheering it on.
And before the game even started, the Black National Anthem was performed again.
Oh my God. You know, the entire purpose of a national anthem is to promote unity, right? And yet you have apparently two different national anthems. And I guarantee you, if you went out on the street and you went up to a Black American and you asked them to sing the national anthem, they're going to break out into the national anthem we all know and love, not the one that they keep trying to push. And most Black Americans would probably say to you, we don't want to be segregated into our own national anthem. We're just as American as anyone else. And it's true. So it's actually insulting that some of these, you know, celebrities think they should have the Black national anthem as if Black people aren't just as American as anyone else.
I absolutely agree with everything you said. And for folks that you're not sure what the Black national anthem is, and this would apply also to many Black Americans, lift every voice and sing. Okay, it's a good song, but it's not a national anthem, period. We have, as you said, one national anthem. Now, go ahead.
I was going to say, it's like, who are you trying to unite? If it's a Black national anthem, it inherently excludes anybody who's not Black. That's not unity.
Neither was Bad Bunny to that extent. Now, the Washington Post published what they called a sports article claiming the most relevant figure in the 2026 Super Bowl was Colin Kaepernick, a guy who hasn't played in the NFL since 2017. Once again, trying to push leftist ideology.
Yeah, and then they wonder why the Washington Post just axed most of its sports outlet, because it's so out of touch. This is exactly why they're getting laid off. And then they all sit back and say, well, why do we lose our jobs? This is example A. And the only reason they're saying he's missing is because he was one of the first people to make the anti-American narrative, quote unquote, popular.
I had a discussion with someone while the halftime show. I don't think it had even started at that point. And he said, you know, I quit watching football years ago when they started taking a knee during the national anthem. I said, you and many millions more. And just recently started returning to watch maybe the final bowl games and then the Super Bowl. But it did turn off much of our nation from a sport we developed, we created, and we pushed and promote.
And exactly. And that's the culmination. Bad Bunny was the culmination of that entire, you know, protesting the American flag. This is a uniquely American sport. It was created in the 1880s by Walter Camp. And the demographic and the target audience of football is not really super political people, right? It's not the political activists. It's just your average everyday American. And they don't want to be told that their country sucks during a pastime that is actually something that's supposed to bring Americans together, right? Even though you may have different teams you're cheering for, you still love the game, yes. Right? And so to see the anti-American flag and the Bad Bunny thing, it all just reminds Americans that people hate this country and they want to ruin it.
Well stated. Brianna Lyman, thank you very much. And folks, you need to follow her in The Federalist. Thank you again for your time.
Thanks so much.
You bet. Coming up, we continue the feature many have grown to really like, the story behind the story. Today's focus, she was called the most hated woman in America. Mary Madeline O'Hare, atheist. The story behind the story when we continue.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I've told you how Tom Shaw Realtors can help you buy, sell homes, farms, acreage. Listen to what Tom Shaw Realtors did in 2025. More than 100 properties sold, $52 million in sales. ShawRealtors.com. 2026, a great time to visit Lit Cigar Lounge. The Lit Cigar Facebook has numerous events from tastings to music. My main reason for going to Lit is always quality cigars, premium whiskeys. Odds are we'll see each other at Lit Cigar Lounge. A few doors down, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Get a pizza baked over coals. Excellent crust and flavor. Or choose one of the many great pasta dishes. You won't leave hungry. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta and Lit Cigar Lounge in the Chesterfield Valley. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts? Windows icing up again? Utility costs surging? You're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40, EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers. Someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers. Someone who's there.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
For the past 32 years, I have been introducing atheism to America and America to atheism. I'm 76 years old now, and I'm not about to stop. Prayer is insane, and children should not be taught to pray.
Madeline Murray O'Hare became renowned as an atheist crusader, and in some circles, she was reviled.
Well, the true Christians are worse than what we call regular Christians in the community.
Part of her theatrical value was her personality. You couldn't take your eyes off her.
Don't touch me.
Then, at age 76, she vanished, along with her son and granddaughter, creating a mystery that would take years to solve.
Madeline Murray O'Hare is gone, and the theories range from she was kidnapped by the Vatican to the CIA to Martians, and no one has a clue.
No one had a clue for years. That was a clip from the Bill Curtis program, syndicated American Justice. Mary Madeline O'Hare was born in 1919. And she said, I ended up reading the Bible for the first time in 1932. And immediately I was turned off, basically. And then one day when she was taking her son William, also an atheist, to enroll in Baltimore schools, she saw students in a classroom reciting the Lord's Prayer. She pursued the matter. The school board responded. The state law mandated prayer or Bible reading or both at the start of each school day, and therein began the legal battles. She ended up filing a lawsuit that made it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. Where do we stand now? Public schools cannot lead, organize, or encourage Bible reading or prayer as part of a school-sponsored activities. Students have the right still to engage in private voluntary prayer and Bible study. I'll point out that some years ago I was invited to a public school to give the commencement address. And I said, I'm going to begin where we all should, and that is with prayer. And I could hear some of the noise in the crowd, but I wasn't doing that out of bravery. I was doing it out of conviction. And I was not honored and obliged to follow the school policy or anything else. I'm a citizen. They invite me to speak. That's what they're going to hear, in part. And praise God, not me. Not me. Praise God. Madeline Murray O'Hare, though, as she began to lead her fight, not only in the court, but across the nation, she became hated in many ways. She had an appearance on the Johnny Carson show in 1972.
We act as a clearinghouse also for all of the complaints of persons who are involved in church-state separation. There is still constantly Bible reading and prayer recitation in the public schools. There's the passing of Gideon Bibles out in the public schools. There is the...
Why are people so emotional? Why do they put the battleground in the public schools and become so emotionally involved when people say, you mean they're not going to permit our children to start their daily... the schedule with a non-denominational prayer. Their argument, of course, is how can it affect anybody? It can't hurt.
Well, there is no such a thing as a non-denominational prayer because vis-a-vis the world, Christianity, for instance, is a sect. And if we would have suddenly the Muslims or the Hindus take over and every person be required to say a prayer to Allah, there would be as much alarm and as much up in arms as there is now from the fact that we would like to have the public schools and the secular community to be neutral. We believe that religion is a private affair. Everybody has a right to have their religion. They have a right to have their churches. They have a right to have their schools. They have a right to have their institutions. But we feel one thing, they should pay for all of them. They shouldn't ask for special tax favors, and they shouldn't ask for taxpayers' monies.
Those were her statements in 1972 on the Johnny Carson show, echoing a lot of the statements she was making around that time. And a lot of folks listening right now probably heard in that some sense of logic, common sense. I would agree. But all of that was being drowned out by folks who hated her because they looked at her as getting Bibles and prayer out of the schools. You can blame her all you want, and many did. But it was not directly her. It was just her movement. And she also talked about the tax liabilities, which I don't care what religion you are, you probably found that some of what she said made sense. And you heard her say, what if they decided to make Islam the national religion, that you must do that every day? You know where you would stand on that. So actually, she was calling attention to something that we probably should have examined closer. Not looking to destroy, but support, find a good foundation for it. Back to the Johnny Carson interview.
Can own their banks and their oil companies, and they can own their stocks and bonds, of which they really own hundreds of millions of dollars. That's their business, but they should pay tax on the income from all of that. They shouldn't take advantage of our generosity in dealing with religion and say, all right,
don't you
we'll
find
see
many,
that you get skinned.
Excuse me, don't you find that many clergy nowadays of all denominations agree with you on that point, that their
this
outside interests outside of the grounds that the church or temple stand on, many of them, in the recent years have said, yes, we should pay a fair share of taxes when we are involved in a business that has no direct relationship.
Well, the Presbyterian Church, for as an example, has said over and over to me from their official hierarchy, yes, Madeline, we should pay tax. Meantime, they keep all of their businesses tax-free. So the talk is cheap, and I would remind them all of the clergy, who say with me, yes, we agree with you in respect to separation of church and state, we should be taxed. I would say, please read your Bible also and see what Paul had to say, because he said, in respect to Christianity, it is not by your words, but by your deeds that we shall know you. And when they step up to the taxpayer and say, here's the money, I'll believe them. But as long as they do not, and they're only mouthing the thing that they should pay taxes, then I have absolutely no confidence in them, and I feel that they're hypocritical by and large.
And again, there are many listening, I believe, support some of the statements she just said. There are many organizations that put themselves under an umbrella of a religion to escape taxes. We know that. And others end up having to carry the load. There's validity inside both arguments. But again, what was happening during the time she was going around America, pushing her American atheist push to get In God off our currency, for example, no one was paying any attention to the fact that she was pointing out things that might deserve some closer inspection, but the fact that she was, in their view, ripping the Bible out of the public schools and not letting any child pray or have any prayer at any time, silent or otherwise. But she was clearly pushing atheism.
The word atheism means simply as the word independence. The word independence is a negative word, and this doesn't mean that philosophy flowing from that word is negative. The word independence means simply free from dependency. And the word atheist, which is a negative word, means simply free from theism. And we say to the theists in the community, all right, if you want to believe in God, that's your business. If you want to pray, that's your business. You take your marbles and go over there in the corner of your private life and you play your game. But that's not relevant to the living community now. It has nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with the government. It has nothing to do with politics. It actually hasn't got anything to do with business. It has nothing to do with science. It has nothing to do with education. So therefore, do your thing, but leave this outer community free. We want to be free from religion.
There was a time in my life that I was not as close to God as I am now. I was never an atheist, but at the same time, I was not as solid a Christian as I try to be now. Maybe you the same. And again, a lot of her argument is not that far out of context of freedom of this country. And then there came the time of a disappearance of the most hated woman in America. It involved a crime. So there is more to the story behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
We had a plea agreement within a day and a half.
Waters pleaded guilty to kidnapping charges. In return, he agreed to take authorities to where he and Gary Carr had buried the bodies of the Murray O'Hare family. On January 27, 2001, federal agents returned to the Hill Country in southwest Texas. It was their fourth trip to the site to try to find the bodies, but this time, David Waters was with them. He pointed to a spot no more than 10 yards from where they had already dug.
He apparently saw some landmarks that he recognized. That's where we excavated, and that's where we found the human remains.
We have what appears to be a long bone, maybe a femur, that is of substantial size and appears to have been cut off on one end. He's also found what appear to be finger bones and parts of a hand.
At the end of the 2 days, the searchers had identified three sets of human remains as the missing Murray O'Hare family. They had also discovered the head and hands of murdered co-conspirator Danny Fry.
Again, that's part of the Bill Curtis American Justice Report. It was August 95 when O'Hare, her son John, and granddaughter Robin disappeared from their Austin home, and along with $600,000 from their organizations. It was not until 2001 that her former office manager, David Waters, confessed to kidnapping, along with the help of Danny Fry, kidnapping the family and then murdering them for money. Waters was convicted and died in prison. O'Hare's remains were cremated as she wanted, without religious ceremony. And while Waters was admitting that he took part in the murders, he was able to enter a plea for kidnapping and a clemency plea. So he was jailed only on kidnapping for a time to be 88 years. He served only three before he died in January 2023 for his part in dealing with the most hated woman in America. She had another son. And he points out that when I was a young boy of 10 or 11, Mom would come home and brag about spending the day in X-rated movie theaters in downtown Baltimore. She said she was proud that she was the only woman in the house, in the movie house, watching that filth. William J. Murray wrote a book about his mother and God, titled My Life Without God, and that was because of his mother. He said, my mother was an evil person, not for removing prayer from America's schools. She was just evil. He said, my mother simply believed, do what thou wilt shall be the only law. He says, regardless how evil and lawless my mother was, she did not deserve to die in the way she did. She was 77 when she was kidnapped. And she and her daughter and grandson were held for about 30 days, probably tied and gagged during that time while they're trying to get some ransom money together. But he says, my brother, her first son, was a total slave to mom. All the time she was talking down to him, making fun of him. But my brother died trying to do the wishes of the most hated woman in America. He said, I was asked one time about, would you hold a funeral if you had a chance to do it over again? He said, they are already either in heaven or hell. Praying over them now will not make a difference. The story of Murray Madeline O'Hare. Again, considered at one time the most hated woman in America, as she was blocking prayer, public prayer in public schools, making Bibles be yanked from the schools. And yet when you heard some of her arguments of that time, it wasn't just dealing with religion, it was dealing with, well, let's call it what it is, some common sense and some decisions on tax-exempt status and how you acquire it or not. William Murray added, in reality, my mother did not create the times created her. She was what America was about in the 60s and 70s. There were several cases going to the Supreme Court. Hers got there first. Tomorrow's story, behind the story, the swap for a spy. That's tomorrow. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, a wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts? Windows icing up again? Utility costs surging? You're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.